I'm serious.
According to a videotape made by a former CIA agent, John Lear, based upon what he said he witnessed from military agents with top secret security clearances, there are about 70 different extraterrestrial civilizations that have been monitoring the Earth. Based on interviews by civilian UFO researchers from civilian professional UFO research organizations, there have been people reporting abductions by beings from at least 40 other planets. The negative experiences seem to be confined to about 6 prominent planets in both studies. The other reported beamed up or taken up experiences and land encounters have involved entities either friendly or neutral who are studying us, much like our own scientists study primitive natives in jungles. There have been reported contacts with beings from 4 other planets in our solar system, including a transparent green etherical energy formation being allegedly from Saturn, and a tall, physical, pure white humanoid claiming to be from Uranus.
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 Uranus. Uranus.
The beings claiming to be from Mars and Venus are human in appearance, yet are based in spaceports enclosed in protective force fields on those worlds, and they represent colonizations from other star systems rather than native indigenous life. There are also reportedly physical being colonies on some of the huge moons orbiting Jupiter and Saturn that even NASA admits contain atmospheres and water, including Lanulus, Titan, Io, and Ganymede. One of the moons of Jupiter is allegedly a capital planet for an interplanetary federation in our own solar system. There are reported alien space bases on the dark side of the moon, where the Greys operate, as well as on certain large asteroids and one of Uranus's moons. The Department of Interplanetary Affairs has summarized research on planets with reported physical being civilizations in other star systems, such as the Corendians that Bob Renault was reportedly in radio and face-to-face contact with, the Coldasians that a group in South Africa claimed radio and meeting contacts with, the Ogotans that a group in North Carolina claimed physical contact and transport to their planet in dealings with this race, and the Arcturians. The Ogotans are said to be short, humanoid, bird-like aliens, extremely friendly and spiritually oriented, from a planet of prismatic domed communities of crystalline material, surrounded by crystal forests, emanating rainbow-colored auras, permeated by harmonics of the music of the spheres. These extraterrestrials are said to be helping small numbers of humans on Earth with divine guidance, very low-key, and they have taken many small children from here to their planet for schooling, where they viewed a destiny screen, showing future Earth events, many of which have already come true. The events for the later part of the decade and the early 21st century on the destiny screen present widespread planetary disasters. This is a fairly common warning, and was even given to the Pentagon leaders in the early 1950s by the negative gray aliens led by Krill from the Zeta Orion invasion.